Ferryville is our next town along the Wisconsin Great River Road. Just south of Ferryville is Lock and Dam No. 9. Ferryville gets its name from a ferry service that was active here in the 1800s. Today, the town is a scenic village overlooking some of the most beautiful pools on the entire Mississippi River. The town has several restaurants, several lodging options, and some craft shops. There is an excellent boat launch in Ferryville as well. Ferryville is located on a stretch of river that is popular with birdwatchers, hunters, anglers, and other outdoor enthusiasts. Larson Bluff, just south of Linksville, is the perfect place to view Pool No. 9's pristine backwaters and maze of islands and sloughs, one of the wildest and most beautiful stretches of the Mississippi River. During the fall and spring, the large pool you see along this stretch is a stopping place for millions of waterfowl. For birdwatchers and hunters, it is widely held to be one of the best places on earth to observe diving ducks of all types. In particular, tens of thousands of canvasback ducks, as much as 75% of the canvasback population of North America, gather on this pool to feed and rest up for their journey south. In early November, these can be seen in huge rafts of birds gathered on the water in the center of the pool. Their characteristic white and black feathers and large heads are visible from a great distance. The abundant waterfowl in the upper Mississippi River Valley during the fall makes the area a top waterfowl hunting destination. Duck hunters have long considered this area to be one of the best duck hunting destinations in the United States. Birdwatchers and wildlife enthusiasts also love this stretch of the river. Many of the islands and backwaters provide undisturbed habitat where birders and nature lovers can find seclusion. June Pedretti of Vernon County tells about her most memorable birdwatching experience on the Mississippi.
The eagles are a thing of joy to me. Every winter I take a ride down to Blackhawk Island, park my car and walk back. And you'll never see as many as you do in the summer, except the summer they're hidden more of the leaves. But I walked out there and on a big branch sticking out there was this beautiful eagle. And he started singing. He sang the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life. And I'm a bird person, you know. I just loved it. It was melodious and you can't even describe it. So I got back here and I'm telling people I heard an eagle sing. And my son said, Mom, eagles don't sing, they screech. And nobody would believe me. So I read a lot, so I found this article by a sportsman. And he said, you have never lived until you have heard an eagle sing. I cut that baby out and I made copies and I sent it to all my hunters that were up here making fun of me. It was the truth.
Please pause the audio tour and continue once you've passed Ferryville.